And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by educator Lori Fisher and music critic Joshua Cosman. You're listening to 91.7 FM KALW San Francisco, the Bay Area and beyond at KALW.org.
It ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damian, and welcome everybody to an almost Thanksgiving Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a busy and fruitful week, and we do hope that part of that week will include us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So what we are looking for is an hour of your participation. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to hear from your questions. So please get those questions ready for us, and you'll be listening to some of ours momentarily, and hopefully we can have a nice back and forth here, and while you're getting ready to get the turkey in the oven. So let me give you those two numbers. They are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. For those who just don't want to call for whatever reason, you know, police or whatever, and you can email us at mindsovermatter1@gmail.com, and we will read your messages. Remember, that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com, mindsovermatter1, that's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And of course, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time today, thanks to Damian. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated. Okay, just once more, two numbers, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. We have a panel here who are dying to hear your questions. So, or I know you're...
Hope not.
Yeah, wounded to hear ours. Anyway, all right. So we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first, our special guest. Joshua Cosman is hoping to find somebody who looks at him the way Donald Trump looks at Zohan Mamdani.
Good luck with that.
There was a lot of love there.
A lot of fest.
Yeah. Definitely. And let's see, even though Lori Fisher will certainly not be going either over the river or into the woods, he still knows he has much to be grateful for, including this station, this show, our audience, and the people he gets to work with here. Thank you all.
And it's true. And to our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, Thanksgiving seems like the one day of the year when the big turkey is basted with butter and not spray tan.
All right.
Very good.
And that is us. That would be in the question with Joshua Cosman.
Okay, sure. I looked at the Social Security Administration's list of top names for the year of 2024. And in the top 400 American girl names and the top 400 boys' names, so 800 names in total, there are five that are U.S. state capitals, and another six that are world capitals. So again, out of the top 800 American baby names for 2024, according to the Social Security Administration, five are U.S. state capitals, and another six are world capitals.
So I'm sorry, are these boys and girls or just
boys and girls? I drew the line at 400 each. There were some fun ones at between 400 and 500, but the list was getting too long. But if you hit those, I'll know it.
Well,
so I'm sorry. How many for boys and how many for girls?
400. You want to break? Let's see.
Just the number.
I got to count them because I didn't. There are four for girls, and that leaves one, two, three, four, five, seven for boys.
Oh, so more for boys. Okay.
It's I thought there would be a lot of like female, you know, iconography in the world capitals, but not
Augusta,
as much.
Augusta, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, Augusta's termed out, I guess, as a baby name.
Well, I would think Austin might be in there, is it?
That's correct. That is number 10, ranked number 107 for boys.
The bell is back. Number 107, okay. And this is in the year 2000. This is
24. This is last year.
I'm going to try Charlotte.
Where's Charlotte, a capital?
Oh, well, it was in North Carolina.
I was going to go with Savannah, but then I realized that wasn't the capital.
You stumped me there for a minute, Dana. I questioned everything I thought I'd known.
I believe Brittany is a capital. So, no, it's not.
No.
Okay, let's think here.
All right, let's think.
That's fun. Madison's going to be one.
Madison, absolutely, is the top. It's not the top. It is the only girl's name that is a U.S. state capital. I'll give you that.
That's a good hint. Okay.
The other three girls' names are world capitals.
And we don't want world capitals.
No, they are. We're doing both.
Six are world capitals and five are U.S.
Because I think if it's a world capital, I'm going to guess Sophia.
That is correct. Sophia is the top ranked of anything in this question at number 10 among girls. And that's Sophia spelled like the Bulgarian capital with an F. There's also Sophia with a PH, which is ranked number 6. The Sophias one way or another have it going on.
And I guess that George, you wouldn't be able to use George if it was Georgetown or something like that.
No, if it was named, if there was a boy named Georgetown, he'd be right in here, but he's not.
No Johnny Cash song named Georgetown.
All right, so we got Sophia, we got Madison, and we got Austin. That is three out of the 11. Take another shot.
How about from my background, Santiago?
Yes, well done. That is the top boy's name in this crowd.
Is that the top one, really?
Ranked 29th in 2024.
In the United States. Interesting. Yeah.
In the United States.
I'm going to guess St. Paul is not one of them. a little presumptuous,
not.
Maybe.
All right. But you know. Yes. How about Jackson?
Jackson is correct. Well done. Right.
Okay.
That's a boy's name. Good.
Jackson is a boy's name because it's both now.
Yeah. Exactly. At least in the top 500, maybe it clicks in later down as a girl's name. So we've taken off the list Madison, Jackson, Austin, Sophia, and Santiago. There are still six more to get. These are boys and girls' names top ranked in 2024 that are world capitals or U.S. state capitals.
Adeline?
No.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That's good. And Lori, you go ahead too, please.
All right. Well, I want to thank two of our listeners by doing this. It's a local bell. Hannah Chauvet and James Klein sent us a bell because of our slight bell crisis, and now we're back on the air with all kinds of bells, so thank you very much.
Because they know it's ding-dong school.
They do.
Now all we need is whistles.
So I'm on the Thanksgiving Day theme or week theme, and I have some questions about the Macy's Day Parade, which will be on Thanksgiving, which I used to watch with my kids for a while. It first happened in 1924, went on TV in 1939. In the 1950s, it settled on NBC with hosts. So this is a question about the people who hosted the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving Day. And in the 1950s, there was and they were all television stars. So there's one woman. I'm going to give you a list of categories to fill. One children's show host. One comedian. Two different people named either Dave or David. Three game show hosts. So of the people who first hosted the Macy's Day Parade in the 1950s, there was one woman, one children's TV show host, one comedian, two different Daves or Davids, and three game show hosts. I forget how many there is total, but I'll give you a couple
each. Three, four, five, six. So if I'm understanding you correctly, this is six different people. So,
well, no, yes. But if I add them up, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, because there's 3 game show hosts.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't write that down. Yeah, but my point was the 7, all the people who are not the woman are all male.
Correct.
Okay.
And then you're only interested in the 50s? Is that, yes. Is that the deal?
Yeah, the list got too long. Once I hit the 60s, and these people are, many of our audience will know these people.
I've never watched this, and I'm just guessing, but I want to understand something. Is it the case that it's a different host every year, or would one of these people have done it more to get us to 10 years?
Well, like 2 of these people did it twice, but they really tried to rotate it. And I think recently, I don't watch it anymore, they're the hosts of the like morning show or the Today Show on NBC, Al Rokers of the world. But they tried to rotate, I think partly to publicize their shows.
All right. Dana, you probably know all these, so I'm going to go first and just make random guesses based on things.
All right, go ahead. Sounds
good. I'm going to guess that Dave Garraway would have been one of them.
He is. He's one of the Daves. Yeah, guess. Very good. And the other one's David. So that's a little hint. Yeah, and he was in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years. I know at least 1 year Bert Parks did it.
Yes, he was right at the edge, and he was a game show host. Very good. Give yourself 2 bells for that.
All right,
so 2 more game show hosts, 1 David, a comedian, a children's show, and a woman.
Did Buffalo Bob from Howdy Doody?
Oh, yeah, great.
Bob. He was the one who did it twice.
These are all NBC people, I would imagine.
They're definitely NBC people. I think it was kind of a cross-promotional deal. I think it's still true. It promotes the show. So Buffalo Bob Smith did the Howdy Doody show, and we have Dave Garraway and Bert Parks. Josh, you got one more?
Boy, I mean, not really. My go-to guess for a 50s comedian is always Steve Allen. Is that?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good guess, but I don't know if a show was on NBC. It's not correct.
And
this comedian's a little offbeat. You know, he's not a kind of traditional stand-up comedian.
Oh, it was Lenny Bruce?
Yeah, what's that? That'd have been great.
I got nothing.
I'm going to guess one more because I remember him once talking about this because he had a really long career in broadcasting. I think Bill Wendell, Bill Wendell from the Letterman.
I'm looking at the list.
He
wasn't on my list, but I missed him. He is on the list. Yeah.
All right.
Give yourself a bell for Bill Wendell, and we'll still leave it out there. So we're looking for 1 woman, 1 comedian, somebody named David, and 2 more talk show hosts. Bert Parks.
Game show hosts.
Game show hosts. Yeah, sorry. Not talk show hosts. And Bill Wendell's excellent. Yeah, he did end up on the Letterman show, right?
Who's
Bill
Wendell? When he's at home.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's good. We'll leave the rest out for the audience.
Okay. Leave that out. And thank you. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter. Hi, you're on.
Hi. How are you? Very good. So one request for you. When you have your Thanksgiving dinner, please play John Lennon's song. I was going to play it for you, but I haven't been able to hear it. With all of the whole war and all of the stuff happening today, imagine there is no country, no religion too. Okay, please listen to it. It's a beautiful song. It is one of the best songs of the 21st century. All right, so let's... So Miss Mexico won Miss Universe yesterday, a couple of days ago, actually. What is her name?
I missed the question, Ed. Could you say it again?
Miss Mexico won Miss Universe beauty pageant a couple of days ago.
I don't know her name. I do not recall her name, but I know there was some controversy before the...
There were. Yes. Okay, her name is Fatima, which is Arabic name, Bask. She's of a Palestinian descent. And, read the article. Very quickly. So we have to go very quickly to Gaza. What famous wars have you... Oh, before that, what country won Miss Universe 1935, 1937, 1954. Which country?
I'm going with Egypt on this
one.
Egypt it is. And actually, there's a funny story. Miss Egypt 1953, she was definitely sure that was going to win. But she became the first runner-up. First runner-up. I'm sorry. So what did she do when she was when she was called the first runner-up. Not, you know what she did?
Nope.
Take a guess. She screamed and she fainted. She made a big fuss in the thing. It's a beautiful. She also have written, I'll put it in my Facebook again. She had this statement. I love wearing a bikini. You know, this was 1953, when today people getting killed not wearing hijab. And that brings up the point of hijab. The hijab definitely was not Islamic. It was Ottoman. Why did he do it? That's the first question I want to ask you. Why did the Ottoman did it? Impose the hijab in women.
To protect the virtue of the women from prying eyes.
Not at all. It has something to do with the harem. Ottoman harems were women mostly from Europe and the Middle East. And actually, hijab not only was imposed by men, by women too, because of jealousy. So it is actually Ottoman, Ottoman thing. Hijab is not Islamic. And in my Cairo University years, my, you know, female or women classmates wore bikinis in Cairo University swimming pool. Beautiful show. Happy Thanksgiving. And please, everybody, play the song Imagine. We need that. No country, no religion, too. Thank you. Great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.
Have a great day. Great Thanksgiving. Take care. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Our panel today, that would be Joshua Cosman, music critic on Substack, and also writes, does crossword puzzles. And we are happy to have him here. Lori Fisher teaches at Diablo Valley College. And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I am your moderator, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, if you want to give us a call, we would welcome that with a question or answer. Those two numbers are 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. All right, my turn, finally. And let me give a couple of questions. What language has the most words or head words listed in the dictionary of their language? And it's an Asian language. So what language actually has the most words listed in their dictionary? You know, more words than any other language, I should say.
So there's more words in this language than English, right? That's what
I'm saying. In a dictionary, when you put down all their words in the dictionary, this language has more words than any other language. 1,533,669.
It's a lot of words.
That's a lot more. Go ahead.
Is it Chinese?
It is not Chinese.
Okay.
But it is a national language. I give you that.
Okay.
Is it correlated to the size of the country at all? Or does that...
Interesting question. You mean
the
geographic size of the country?
Well, I thought China too, and I think, why would China have more words than
Vietnam? I think what Lori's asking is, should we be considering Nepali seriously?
Yes, that is what I'm asking.
Well, all I say is it's a national language. Yeah. So, but it's... okay.
Is it a national language,
but it's not... It's not, it doesn't share the name with the title of the country.
Okay, that's a good clue. And is it the national language of more than one nation?
This is starting to sound very much like Urdu. Is that correct?
No, it is not Urdu.
Oh, I thought,
but you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll think about that.
Yeah, think about that.
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. What two former United States presidents both had sets of double letters in their first and last names?
Oh, first and last.
Oh, yeah. Man, this is a painful one. I was on Jeopardy in 1988 and lost ignominiously, and this was one of the questions I was asked.
This exact question?
What? Some variant on it. I can't remember.
This is a chance for a comeback, Josh.
Well, one is Millard Fillmore,
right?
And the other is not.
That helps.
I'll think about it. Go ahead, Lori, if you've got it.
Bell for Millard Fillmore.
I'm just running through last names and first names.
Yeah. What did you say? Did you say two double letters, or did you say one in the first name, one in the last name?
What first name and last name?
Harrison Kennedy. I'm thinking of
Harrison.
Yeah, no, Benjamin. Right?
No, Benjamin and
Franklin Roosevelt. We got a lot of last names.
Yeah. It's one of the Williams. Gotta be, don't you think?
Well, William McKinley.
Yeah. All right.
Ah, it's a good question. All right.
Yeah, we'll think it over. We'll get it before the bell goes.
Okay. So once more, what language has the most words or head words listed in the dictionary of that language, or in the more than any other language that has its list in the dictionary? And only two presidents have had sets of double letters in both their first and last names, Josh Scott and Millard Fillmore. Who is the other one? And finally, this is from House Beautiful. House Beautiful magazine came up with a list of the most beautiful buildings in each state. Ooh. And sometimes they're not a single building, sometimes it's a little cluster of buildings. So just so you know that. So I'm gonna give you the names of these beautiful buildings, and I want you to tell me the state they're in.
How many?
There are six.
Okay.
Number one is Rainbow Row. Rainbow Row is a short block of beautifully painted houses. That's why they call it Rainbow Row. What state is that in? And all the states are different. Number two is the Corn Palace, which is, I think, what they're going to call the new ballroom at the White House. And number three is the Forshay Tower. I can spell any of these you want. Forshay. Forshay Tower. Number four is the Mildred Cooper Memorial Chapel.
Mildred Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Number five is the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. And number six is the Eldred Rock Lighthouse. So once more, this is House Beautiful. House Beautiful had a list of the most beautiful building in each state of the union. I picked these out and tell me what states they are in. Number one, Rainbow Row. Number two, the Corn Palace. Number three, Forshay Tower. Number four, Mildred Cooper Memorial Chapel. Number five, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Number six, the Eldred Rock Lighthouse.
Do you know any, Josh?
I don't know any. Do you know any?
I have a bad guess on one and no guesses on the other.
I've got one that we can do collaboratively. I have heard of the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, and I can't remember where it is, but I'm pretty sure it's named after a famous sports owner. And you would know where that is.
Well,
Is it St. Louis? Is it Chicago?
I think the Kansas City Royals might be owned
there
by
There you go. That's
Kauffman.
What it is. So that would be Missouri.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Center Double bell.
Performing Arts is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, go team.
Yes. All right. Okay, that's
We're
all
retired.
We got.
Everybody else.
Yeah, we got nothing.
The rest out.
All right.
I was happier before you told us the correct spelling of Forshay. It sounded more glamorous in French.
It might have been corrupted from somebody.
What was the last one I stopped writing after Ed?
Eldred.
Eldred Rock Lighthouse.
Got it. Okay. How about Maine for that?
Not Maine.
Okay.
Not Maine. Anyway, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I have a couple guesses on the state capitals that are all boys' names.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lincoln... Lincoln,
yes.
One of them.
Well done. Exactly so.
And for a world capital, Paris.
You know, that's a good guess, but oddly, it's not on the list of the. It's not in the top 500 anyway, for girls.
Okay.
I think it's just Miss right. Hilton and a couple of wannabes.
Right. And the president's names with the double letters in the first and last name, William Henry Harrison.
That's correct.
Ah, there we
Beautiful.
Go. Well done.
Nice work, Rita.
Okay. So I have a couple of Thanksgiving adjacent, I'd like to think of them, questions. One of them is has to do with Ready Whip.
Of course.
Can you tell me when it was invented?
My experience with Ready Whip has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. Let's see.
When was that invented?
When was Ready Whip invented? I think it goes back to the Does it go back to the 30s?
That's what I.
Not well, when quite that far.
Okay. Well, then sometime it's an aerosol can, so that I'm going to guess 1947.
Well, but let me ask you.
Oh, that's close enough because it's 48.
Yeah.
So all right. I think you should give yourself a bell.
All right.
So yeah, 1948.
I wasn't sure if it always came in an aerosol can. I didn't.
Yeah. I think that's what made it ready. I don't know.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Right. Can you tell me what it was made from?
Ooh.
What was it made from?
Is this a trick question? Like, was it made from something non-edible? No.
No, it's not a trick question.
Okay. Well, there's going to be sugar. There's going to be some dairy product, right? So I'm going to say
absolutely.
Milk, sugar. So give me milk, give me sugar.
Yeah. Well, there must be cream in it.
That's right. It was made from real cream and ooh. Delivered by milkmen.
Wow.
A very, very nice little marketing touch there.
Yeah.
So,
smart.
One other food question here. What are the five largest food exporters in the world? What five countries export more food than any others? The list really surprised me.
Well, the United States should be on there, right?
It's number one.
Yeah.
How about Argentina or Brazil?
No.
I would think China.
Yes, China is number four.
All right.
Are these natural foods or just prepared foods, or do you know?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
How about Australia?
No, and I was shocked that it was not in the top 10 even. I will tell you this. The three remaining countries in the top five are in the same continent.
They're in the same what?
Continent.
They're in the same, they're part of the same continent.
Oh.
Well, they're going to be either Asia or Africa then, right? That's what I would guess.
So I asked Brazil earlier.
You might guess that.
And Brazil is definitely not one?
Definitely not Brazil or Argentina. And
and my guess was wrong, right?
Yes, and your guess was wrong.
All right. So it's, what do we have left? Europe and?
It can't be Europe, can it?
It is Europe. It is Europe.
Well, then I'll say
yeah.
Italy.
Yeah. Italy is number 10, but I'm looking for number 2, 3, and 5.
Well, I mean,
so France?
Yes, France is number 5.
How about the Netherlands?
It's number 6.
Okay.
Well, what about Germany then?
That's good.
Is number 2. Number 2 on the list.
So we have one more European.
Yeah,
country.
We have U.S., France, Germany, Russia, China. I mean,
not Russia. Yeah.
No, China.
China.
Mm-hmm. And one more European country. What could it be? Is it Spain?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. This is a long shot. Switzerland. A lot of chocolate.
No, it's not to belabor this too long. It's the U.K.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Okay, I would not have guessed
Belgium
that.
And Belgium and Italy are also in the top 10. Japan.
Belgium, how cute.
Is number 7. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought the list was, it really surprised me. Not what I would have guessed at all, apart from the U.S. Oh, and the U.S. exports twice as much as Germany does. So the U.S. is far and away the world's biggest food exporter. Well, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And,
thank you.
Thanks. You
the,
too.
Show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Saturday morning at 10. If you'd like to join, and we'd love to hear from you, give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Josh, you go ahead.
Okay. I was so happy to see that I was going to be on the show with Lori today that I came up with an all-time Lori question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is, you know, specially made for you.
A lot of pressure. Yeah.
So yeah, no, you can do it. I know you can. So I went looking in the Beatles lyrics database for the names of Major League Baseball teams. So I thought that was, you know, the a Lori twofer. So it turns out that there's really none of them that occur in the Beatles lyrics in the plural, with one exception, which I'll come to later. But there are seven cases where the singular form of the baseball team appears in a song. One of them is Met, which happens 24 times, always as a verb. We're going to rule that out. One of them is Red, which happens in 11 different songs, too many to count. But there are five that occur in exactly one song. And I want you to name them and name the song that they appear in. And as a special serendipitous solving aid, those five are in five different Major League Baseball divisions. So every division is represented except for the National League Central division. So once you get one in one division, you can rule out all the teams in that division. So again, these are the singular word of a baseball team franchise name that occurs in what Beatles, in the lyrics to what Beatles song.
But you're not going to tell us what they are?
No.
No, we're going to tell him what they are. Yeah.
You know how this works, Dave. Yeah.
So first of all, this question is great. This is.
I thought you'd like this.
Oh, this is great. I need 3 hours to think. It's just a joy thinking over. Yeah.
Think. Yeah. I mean, you could.
Is the word? Do they use the word Indian and Rocky Raccoon?
No.
No. Okay. That's the.
But what word is in Rocky Raccoon?
Oh, okay.
Like the title, maybe.
Oh, Rocky of the California Rockies.
Yes.
Singular Rocky. Okay.
Yeah, not California as such, but Colorado, yes.
All right. So I want a bell for that one. That's
you
good.
You can get a bell for Rocky. And don't rule out other titles. You got another title in there.
All right.
The other ones are in other divisions.
All right. So the National League West is now out. So
The National League West is now out.
They never used the word giant. I thought
they
maybe
never used the word giant.
Or Dodger.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
What was the one that I was surprised they never used the word royal? And sorry, I'm
no, but that helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the I'm thinking Central Division. So no Royal, no Indian, no White Sox. Do they use the word sock?
No.
All right. Twin. Oh. Yeah, twin. They must use twin. Okay.
There's gonna be a lot of dead air.
This is
I was going to say, let's put this on the back burner and see what we can come
all
up
right,
with.
All right. Just give the question once more.
So the question is, baseball teams which occur in the singular in the lyrics of a Beatles song. There are five of them, one from each division except for the National League Central. Lori already got the National League West team, which is the Rockies, which appears in the singular in the lyrics and the title of Rocky Raccoon. There are four others. And while you're thinking of that, I will say there is one case that's listed in the Beatles lyrics database, which is the actual plural title. I didn't think it was fair because it's not actually part of the song. It's something that one of them says on the recording, and they put it in the lyrics.
Oh, like a spoken word thing?
A spoken word thing. So it's not quite exactly right.
Do they use the word angel?
In what song? In what song?
That would suggest they do. Okay.
They do.
Dana, help me. Dana, you're better at this.
Angel is in there.
Yeah. Oh,
is Meet the Mets a Beatles song by any chance?
No.
All right.
Okay. I can think of a John Prine song with Angel. I'll get it. All right.
You'll get there.
Yeah, Sparky should call in with this one too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Need lots of help. This is great.
Fantastic. All right. Okay. In the meantime, I'm looking at emails here and nobody commented on your question, Dan. But Michael and David and Jane all came up with the Corn Palace. The Corn Palace that I mentioned is in Mitchell, South Dakota. So South Dakota, good job on that. All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it I?
It is you.
Ah, Sacramento Slam here.
Hi.
I've got a couple of guesses on, I've had a couple of guesses on the cattle names that are boy or girl. I was thinking it's a long shot, but Pierre.
Oh, what a good guess.
Nice.
Pierre, unfortunately, is way out of fashion these days in America.
Especially in America. Yeah.
Okay.
America is, it's Aiden, Jaden, and Caden all day long.
If I'd had a son, I would have named him Pierre. And Olympia.
Also a good guess, but also not a current fave among the baby naming set.
That was a long shot then.
Yeah.
I have one question. What city in the United States has the most trees per capita, according to Google?
Is it what city? Or what state?
What city? And it doesn't have to do with the coverage, because that city is down the list. But per capita, for instance, I have 11 trees on my property. So what city has the greatest number of trees per capita in the United States?
And what's the number? Do you have the number? Just not that it'll help us.
No.
Okay.
No. Who counts trees?
You do.
Is this in California by any chance?
Okay, I'll give you a clue. It is in California.
Is it in Sacramento, where Sacramento Slim lives?
Well, that is absolutely it. It is Sacramento. And one more question, right quick. What city in the world has the second most trees per capita, according to Google?
How about Sacramento?
Dang, right again. Okay, that's all I've got.
Well, wait. What's number one worldwide?
Oh, it'd be Paris.
Oh,
okay. All right.
City of trees.
Oh, you know,
I say that as though it were obvious.
I was going to say Oslo, Norway, because I've read that at some point, but I guess not.
Well, Google could be wrong.
No.
Okay.
That's it. I'm signing out. Good show.
Thank you very much.
Josh, I have a Beatles answer, I think. They recorded a song named Blue Jay Way. So Blue Jay Way.
That's correct. That's correct. Take a bell.
Okay.
Well done.
And we're looking for Angel.
All right, we got three.
Need help
three
on more. Angel. Yeah, okay. This is great. Yeah, okay.
All right. We are a little past halfway, so let's quickly repeat the questions. You don't have to repeat that last one, Josh.
I wasn't going to, because I can feel the waves of hostility from you from over that one. But I will say that I'm looking for some of the top American girl and boys' names from 2024, according to the Social Security Administration. There are some that are the same as U.S. state capitals, some that are the same as world capitals. Already gotten are Madison, Jackson, Lincoln, Austin, Sophia, and Santiago. Looking for one boy's name that's a U.S. state capital, two girls' names that are state capitals, and two girls' names that are world capital. No, I'm sorry, two boys' names that are world capitals. Let me try that again. Yeah. One boy state name, two boys world name capitals names, and two girls' names that are world capitals.
Okay, and I'm looking for people who hosted the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade in the 50s. And we are looking for, the ones we don't have are one woman, one comedian, someone whose first name is David, and two game show hosts. That's what's left out there.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
And I'd like to know what language, what Asian language, of all the languages of the world, what Asian language has the most words or head words listed in their dictionary of the language? And again, this is an Asian language. It's a national language. So see if you can come up with that. And then I have a list of the, according to House Beautiful magazine, a list of the most beautiful building in each state. And the ones we have left are the Rainbow Row, and that's actually a group of houses. Rainbow Row, the Corn Palace was gotten by a couple of our listeners. That's in South Dakota. Still looking for the Forche Tower. What state is that in? The Mildred Cooper Memorial Chapel and the Eldred Rock Lighthouse. So leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Peter and Bernal.
Hi, Peter.
I think I can cross Augusta and Helena off the list here. Because we're done with women's names.
Yes, but I'm just going to interject that Helena is ranked at 414, so just below the 400 cutoff. So definitely a solid guess. But yes, go ahead.
For boys' names, how about Phoenix?
Yes, oh, well done.
Nice.
And
I'm waiting for that bell.
For the many-worded language, how about Farsi?
Farsi? Oh, that's a good guess. No, not Farsi, though.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
Games often have special names for their intervals of play, such as quarter or half. Tell me the names of the games that have these names for their periods of play. We'll start with period.
Hmm. Wow.
Is it ice hockey?
Yes, ice hockey.
Okay.
Good.
Then set.
Tennis.
Yeah, or, that's ping pong too, isn't it?
Could be. Don't know. I'll accept tennis for sure.
Okay.
Next one, innings.
That's cricket.
Yes.
You can't fool me with that. That surreptitious S.
Yeah. Chucker.
Oh, chucker is rugby.
No.
Is it polo?
Oh, yes. Sorry, my bad.
Polo, yes.
Good.
Oh. Over.
What was it?
Over.
That's also cricket, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Two intervals in cricket. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Tricky, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Rubber.
Well, it's bridge now, but formerly whist.
Yes. Uh-huh. Also, possibly baseball. Uh-huh. The seventh game in a World Series is sometimes called the
rubber match.
Rubber match,
okay.
Yeah.
But that's not a common interval. But anyway, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like these. Keep going.
We will end with end.
Hmm.
End.
What game has ends?
Wow.
Is this a team game?
Yes. More popular in the north and the south.
Well, the north of the United States is played in here.
Also very popular in Canada.
Is it lacrosse?
No.
Is it curling?
It is.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Nice.
And I have a bonus question. What is the period of play in the Wizarding World game of Quidditch?
Huh.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that.
No, I don't.
It's a trick question, I'm afraid. There is no period of play. The Quidditch game continues until one of the
things
captures the snitch.
And like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. All right, that's it for
me,
guys.
Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you,
appreciate it. All right, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. I think we have some lines open if you'd like to give us a call. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. I think it's your turn, Lori, isn't it?
It is. So Josh, she's got the devil in her heart, has the word angel in
it. Yes, it does. Well done. Okay.
And I think for the audience, I think they might use the word brave. Am I on the right track with that or not?
No, brave is one that I was hoping to find there, but it's not in there.
All right. Well, believe it or not, this is a sort of Josh-friendly question, not nearly as ornate as yours, but has to do with lyrics and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So the Beatles only use the word thank or some version of the word thank three times total.
Okay.
Either in the lyrics or in the title. So what are the three times that they use the word thank or any version of the word thank in a title or a song or both? One's really obvious and the other
The obvious one is thank you, girl.
Yes, it is. All I got to do is thank you, girl. So very good on that. Get a bell for that one. And the other two are not in the title, but in the lyric.
Right.
It's a good Beatles day.
Every day is a good Beatles day.
That's true.
So just the word thank, not thank you.
It could not thank you, but it could be any
thanking
version of it.
Or
could
thankful.
Be, yeah, thanks, anything. Thanks for the memory, but they didn't record that. And one of them, by the way, one of them is the word thank, and the other one is a version.
We got left.
Of the ones in the lyric, yeah.
But it's, are you saying that it's thank, but not thank you? Or it is thank.
Well, it might be thank you, but I'm only looking for
the one word
by itself or a version, you know.
All right. Again, this is one that's got to be taken off air and thought about.
Well, this is good. We have two Beatles songs floating around in the Beatles.
Right.
This is not in the title. This is just the.
Well, Thank You Girl was in the title and also in the lyric. These two are both just in the lyric, not in the title.
Okay.
Very well known songs, of course.
All right.
And we have two more on your list, right, Josh?
Right, exactly.
All right.
And if you're keeping track of the divisions, it's the National League East and the AL Central.
Okay.
That's where the word's going to be from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi.
Help us.
Hi there. Yeah. All right, we have got that baseball team.
One of them.
Tiger, Bungalow Bill.
Well done.
That's it. And what's the lyric?
She went off tiger hunting with her elephant
that's
and gun.
It. Very good, okay. Right. So we're just looking for NL East, right?
Correct.
Yeah, well, old Ann Arbor boy here. Okay, so I think Rainbow Row is Charleston's answer to the Painted Ladies, Charleston, South Carolina.
You are right. Charleston, South Carolina. Very good.
And here's a guess. Language with the most words? Hindi?
Not Hindi, but something that's geographically not that far away.
Well, that's as close as I'm going to get. So over to Sandra. I think she had a question.
I have a question. Believe it or not, I have a question. And I think it's for all three of you. Kind of one aspect for each of you. It's about telephone numbers. The very Dana-centric one is, tell me the movie that is the movie title that is a telephone number that tells you to call this telephone number.
Ooh, I can
calling
do that.
North Side
777.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my Dana part of the question. Okay, the other part is, these are two pop songs. Sorry, Dana, but, you know, we have Josh and Lori, so two pop songs from the... Oh, I guess the late 70s, early 80s, that are telephone numbers. Can you tell me the telephone numbers?
634-5789. You can give me a call just any old time. Isn't that
one? That's good.
Oh, no, that wasn't that. Oh, I think that's longer ago than my question.
That's the 60s. I think that's Motown, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I didn't even. Okay. What time period are you looking for?
Well, the one
I'm
know.
I'm looking kind of new wavy, you know, late 70s, 80s.
Yeah. So, 867-5309.
And who is that?
Oh, heavens. I have no idea.
It's alliterative. The person's name is alliterative.
Oh, it's Tommy Two-Tone.
There you go, 1981.
Nice. Yeah, although, fun fact, that song was written by a local boy, Alex Call, of the band Clover in Marin County.
Okay. And Clover was whose backup band, honey? Huey Lewis.
That was Huey's band.
Yeah, Huey Lewis. Nice. Okay.
Wait a minute. Was that the 867-5309? That's Jenny, right?
That's right.
Jenny.
Yeah. Okay,
Jenny.
All right.
I turn to.
We're looking for one more.
There is one more by a seminal U.S. new wave band out of a college town, if that helps. If you can,
they're all out of a college town.
Well, yeah, but they're still performing.
Huh, really?
They had a very particular look.
Wait a minute.
Well, this is all sounding like Devo.
Oh, is this, this sounds like Devo. Is this Devo or something?
It's not Devo, but it's close to Devo.
More except, farther south than
except
Devo.
What didn't Devo have in it as far as a kind of band member? This band has men and women in it.
Oh, is this the B-52s?
It's
the B-52s. So what would that song be? And mostly I just remember shouting it. Are we ready to shout it?
Okay.
I got nothing.
I have a note. Yeah, the time and the place. Is that it?
The time at 777-9311.
It's a phone number, 6060842. And I'm waiting for you. Okay, I'm a big B-52s fan. Sort of obscure.
Great.
Well done,
love
you
it.
Guys.
Thanks.
I won't do pop songs again, Dana, I promise.
No, it's okay.
Oh, do him. He loves
do him. We love him. I have an embarrassing question. I've never seen the movie, but I always thought that Butterfield 8 was a phone number. Is that not true?
It is. That's her.
Yeah.
That is her phone. That's Elizabeth Taylor's phone number.
So
that's
which
her,
said,
is that her whole phone number? Does that work?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Dana, the language that's not Hindi but close by, would that be Bengali then?
It's not Bengali, no.
Oh.
But yeah, it's still close by.
Okay.
All right.
Nepali is looking good after all. Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi there. This is Rob from Benicia, and I've got actually, hi there, good show this morning. So
thank
I've
you.
Got two suggestions. One is for the language, I'm going to guess Farsi.
That's an excellent guess, but it's not Farsi.
Close, but no banana. Okay, so the other one turns to Mr. Fisher. I think the female host for the Macy's Day Parade that I used to watch a lot might have been Shari Lewis.
It might have been, but it was not Shari Lewis. You would think she would be, but I think this was it might have been before her time. But anyway, not Shari Lewis. Good guess, Rob from Benicia.
No, okay. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. You're going. So how many hosts are we looking for now?
We're looking for one woman, one comedian, one David, and two game show hosts.
The David could be David. One of our email correspondents said David Brinkley.
That's correct.
Okay, good job on that. Paul said that.
And for those, Huntley and Brinkley were a serious news team, but somehow they got David Brinkley to do the the Macy's Day Parade. Very good.
So this is just a random guess, but the go-to game host from that period would be Bill Cullen.
Bill Cullen? I don't know if he was on NBC because he never was the host. I'm not sure. He did like 80 game shows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not him, but I would say these people are kind of in that realm of, oh, you've heard of both of them.
Uh-huh. And the woman, what can you tell us? Can you tell us anything about the woman?
You know, I would say this. I see her more as a panelist than as a host of anything. She was a regular on panelist on a show that I think you watched a lot, Dana.
Oh, yes. Then if it is the if it's the show I watched a lot in reruns, it sounds like Arlene Francis.
It was Arlene Francis.
Oh,
very good.
Man.
Give
yeah,
yourself
what's
a bell.
My
for
line?
The,
one of my
the great,
favorite game shows.
Yeah. One of the great, the great Arlene Francis. Okay. And the comedian, like I say, is a little bit off. I'm looking at the time, a little bit offbeat, little kind of, I don't know, avant-garde, even more than Steve Allen, which was Josh's guest. And you wouldn't think of him as a host type, but comedian. Really well known. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. You mentioned Millard Fillmore. You know, remember, you know, he was actually a rock and roll performer. I mean, no, a promoter. He was an impresario.
He was.
Because what's a joke? Out west there, you've got the evidence.
The Fillmore West.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's right. That's right. But actually, so he was ahead of his time, yeah, because rock and roll didn't exist back then. But anyway, listen to this. What does he have in common with today, what today is an anniversary of?
He was
Kennedy's assassination.
Kennedy's assassination.
Right. And Fillmore became president because...
Well, nobody assassinated Zachary Taylor.
But he came in that way. So here's a few Kennedy assassination questions. How long was the processional, the car? What I forgot what you call it, where all the cars were in the Kennedy?
You mean how many cars were there in it?
Yes. No, in the line of cars, how long did it measure?
Oh God, no! I have no idea. No idea. We have to hurry up too. You better tell us.
10 miles long. They said 10 miles long, and who was in the front seat of that car where Kennedy was shot?
It was Governor Conley, wasn't it?
John Conley.
Yes, and his wife's name?
Nellie.
That's right, Nellie, and she said the last words to. She said them to John F. Kennedy, and what were they?
Dallas loves you this morning.
It's something like that, right?
You can't say Dallas doesn't love you.
Doesn't love you, right? And Kennedy
said,
no, I can't. And then, of course, he changed his mind. But yes, you got my my trivia. Because that's the most
documented
day. All
right, I'm afraid we have to go because we have to clean up here and get out
of here.
Okay,
take care.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, time to clean up here.
All right.
Josh,
I will go with the... capital names, girls, world capitals, Victoria and London.
Ooh.
And boys' world capitals are Kingston and, believe it or not, clocking in at 3:55, Cairo. A lot of people naming their boys Cairo these days. The Beatles baseball team that appears in the baseball lyrics, this is a deep cut but a fun one, National, in the song Dr. Robert, there's a reference to the National Health.
Whoa.
I know. And the extra one was at the end of Dig It, John Lennon says something about, now we'd like to do Hark the Angels Come. Not really part of the song.
Excellent. Excellent. That it?
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay. The comedian who hosted the Macy's Day Parade was Ernie Kovacs, believe it or
Ooh.
Not. And the two game show hosts we missed were Hugh Downs and Gene Rayburn. And then Beatles songs that contained the word thank or some version of it. In The Tax Man, be careful, should 5% appear too small, be thankful I don't take it all. And in Sergeant Lonely Hearts Club Band and The Reprise, we'd like to thank you once again. And I'd like to thank our audience once again.
Okay. The language that has the most words or head words listed in their dictionary is Tamil.
And
of course, that is an Asian language. The House Beautiful magazine list for the most beautiful building in each state. The ones nobody got, the Fourchet Towers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Mildred Cooper Memorial Chapel is in Bella Vista, Arkansas. And the Eldred Rock Lighthouse is in Haines, Alaska. Excuse me. So if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panel today, Joshua Cosman, writes about classical music on Substack. And Lori Fisher teaches at Apple Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and thanks to our fine board operator, Damian D. Minor, who handles everything else. And have a great week.